are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Welcome to the Power of Positive Confrontation, 10 Steps for Success. Confronting without the proper skills is not easy. Take, for example, the business owner who said she didn't confront her friends, she just got new ones, and she was getting tired of it. Or the boss who took out his employees for lunch and exploded at the waitress in front of them and lost his employees' respect as a result. Yes, confronting without the proper skills can be difficult. I know. I am a recovering complainer. I didn't confront my friends. I would complain to whoever would listen about how unprofessional they were. Years ago, when I started teaching, I realized that I wasn't the only one who didn't confront. There were many others like me who were passive. But I also realized that there were some who did confront, but they confronted aggressively. They would shout, scream, berate, and insult. Gradually over time, what I came to realize is that people didn't confront or confronted aggressively because they didn't have the skills to do anything else. As a result, I decided to create the Power of Positive Confrontation. Positive confrontation is an alternative for people. It provides a way to confront others in what I call a polite and powerful manner. Because if you're just polite in this society, you can get walked on. Yet, if you're just powerful, it can be aggressive. It's the combination of the two that gives you the best chance of being successful when you confront someone in today's business world and your personal world as well. Have you ever found yourself saying, "I really have to say something. I have to say something to my employees." Or, "I can't let them get away with this." Or, "I don't want to yell anymore. I can't believe I lost control again." If so, this tape is for you. You are going to learn the 10 steps of positive confrontation. These steps are pulled from my book, The Power of Positive Confrontation, and from what I have learned from the thousands of participants in my seminars. So let's get started. The first step is to know yourself. This is the starting point for positive confrontation. What do you do, usually, when someone does something that bothers you? What is your usual confrontational style? Do you know? It's important to know your style. Do you avoid? Do you explode? Do you do any variation in between? When you know yourself and understand the consequences to you as a result of your current way of dealing with conflict, you're more likely to try a better approach. I've identified 7 different types of confronters, and they are on a continuum. On one end, you have 3 non-confronters. On the other end, you have 3 aggressive confronters. And in the middle, you have the polite and powerful confronter. As I go through these 7, do you see yourself in any one or more of them? Let's start with the non-confronters. They are the people that don't confront their employees, customers, vendors, colleagues, friends, or neighbors. The first type is the complainer, and the complainers complain. He or she doesn't speak up, but continually talks to others about someone else's behavior. I was the complainer, and it's draining. Stop complaining. You can learn to confront. The next non-confronter is the avoider. You can be a complainer and an avoider, or just an avoider. This is the person who is having difficulty.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.